Good evening.
Good evening.
We are here. Give us a moment. So here you are now on the winter solstice, 2010, and you are beginning to see inklings of the world that is coming, how information is exploding, and revelations are coming fast and furious, how secrets are being revealed without those who wish those secrets to be kept being asked. And there will be much more of that kind of thing, because people are demanding information. They are demanding to know what's going on. They have for too long allowed themselves to be complacent in this capacity and to be okay with not knowing. But now, as you are moving through this period of time and feeling the energies, you begin to realize that not knowing is in some way allowing. Yes, you can say you did not know, but by not wanting to know, you are allowing. And so how much of what's been going on have you been allowing? Now you might think, oh, little me, I can't change anything. I'm not the one who gets to decide if there's wars in Afghanistan or fracking in North Carolina or things of this sort. But that is not true. You are, in reality, very, very powerful beings that have been hoodwinked into thinking you are not. And the more that you can begin to bring your consciousness into the flow of this energy, the more you will discover that you can affect reality in a very, very personal and real way. Many of you are wondering if 2012 will fizzle. Let us tell you, it will not fizzle. But all of the prophetic ideas of what you are heading into are only scratching the surface. And it does not mean that 3D breaks down. It means that 3D expands. And what that means is it expands to the next dimension, expands to the next dimensions. And what that means is you have a 3D with these other dimensions added. It is like what is going on with television. How many of you now have televisions that are 3D compliant or 3D capable? What does that mean? Well, it means 3D is coming to your flat screen TVs. Well, in the same way, 4D, 5D is coming to your 3D world. It's an upgrade. It's a new thing. But it will be quite natural to you. All of you will begin, you won't even notice it to some degree. You'll just all of a sudden start noticing things that happen because you think of them. People who call you because you are concerned about them or you wonder about them. Information that finds you because you have asked for it. You've reached out and said, I want this information, and boom, there it is. On and on and on. You are discovering this. It is, and yet there are others who seem to have the opposite kind. And we would say they are the fearful ones. They are the ones who are afraid of their own power, afraid of their own abilities, afraid of being somebody. That's one thing to want to be somebody. It's one thing to say, oh, I'd like to be a movie star, I'd like to be a famous speaker or something. But when you finally hit the road and really think about it, you would find that you really don't want it. And so it sends mixed messages out there. But now you are discovering that everyone has a pearl to bring to the table, whatever it is. And even the smallest and weakest of you will come forward with information intentions that will help shape the world. It's really a wonderful time to be on the planet, but also precarious. There are those who will not be able to really ride this wave, and that is fine. You will discover, as anyone who has bothered to learn surfing, the first couple of times out you might crash or break, flop all over the place, but you get better. Same thing will occur with 3D. You will discover that you are creating your reality, someone will finally tell you, or you will learn it because you need to know it, and then you will make adjustments and see how quickly you can change things. Those of you who want to change things, some of you do not, some of you want... The want spectrum is quite large, quite wide among humans, Earth humans, at this time. So here you are, you had a red moon in the morning, there's Mayan prophecies that are now lining up, and others, Hopi. This is a wonderful time. And we applaud all of you who have reached this place and have found yourselves safe and healthy, and able to manifest and move through this reality with some level of competence and ease. And those of you who are not finding it easy, you will. Intend it. So, good solstice to all of you, and let 2011, as it is rolling up on you here quickly, be a very, very magical year. There's so much coming out in this new year that will allow you all to really prepare for 2012. Because there's a lot of that going on now. A lot of it is preparation. A lot of it is kind of like what people do before a big party or a big ball or something. There's a lot of preparations being done. Some off-world preparations, some non-physical preparations. Or some within your government, some outside of your government, other governments. All of these entities are moving into position for the big show. So, hold on to your hats. You are on your path, and you are well, well on your way into this galactic energy from the galactic center alignment. Good evening to all of you.